Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. I want to just share how I'm feeling. I'm feeling, I guess, inspired by how I'm handling everything the past few days. Let's just talk about last night or early this morning. I have a part-time job now, a second job, where I throw trash away at night. Like, it's called the trash butler. So I'm a trash butler, and what that means is I go to these different communities, apartment complexes, townhomes, mid-rises, and I go. People leave their trash in a bin in front of their door. And I go around and pick them up, collect all the trash, and I throw it all away in the dumpster, in the compactor. And I still groom dogs during the day, in the morning. Right now, I'm on my way to groom a poodle. And by groom, I mean, you know, comb it out, give it a bath, dry, fluff it out, and make sure, you know, do a nice haircut. It's a lot of work. It's very difficult, but so is throwing away the trash. So last night, they asked me if I could help them out with two other communities. So I said, yeah, sure, you know. And last night was March 26, I believe, and it was Sunday night, and it was torrential rain. I mean, it was pouring. The sky freaking opened up and broke, and the ocean fell down on top of us. I was drenched. Everything was just soaking wet. I was just wet head to toe. It was thunderstorm. It was crazy last night. But I got through it, and I threw all the trash away at the first community. Then I went to the second one, and it's down in near Perimeter, like near the Perimeter Mall, that area. And wow, it was my first time there, so I wasn't really familiar with everything, but here's the thing. They have trash chutes. It's a mid-rise. So I go around and I collect all the trash, and on one side, the compactor's out of order, so they put out of order on all the chutes, the trash chutes, where you put the trash down and it goes down the chute down to the compactor. It was out of order, one entire side, every floor, and there was 5 floors. So I had to dump all the trash on one side, meaning I had to make a couple of trips, because instead of being able to go around and dump trash on one side and go around to the other side and dump trash on the other side, I had to go around and dump all the trash on one side, and my cart that I was using would get too full. So it was around midnight when I started the second community. I get done like around 2 a.m., I believe, 2:30 a.m., right around there. I get to the third community for the night, but the second mid-rise. And the crazy thing is, that compactor that was working, it was completely backed up and full. So by the time I got to the second floor, I mean, I couldn't even dump trash in the chute because it was just backed up and clogged. So I took a picture and everything, documented all of that. And I go to the third apartment complex, or like a mid-rise. And this one is separated into two different buildings. No, is that the right way? Yeah. And so I go to the second one, and it's just a complete mess. Both compactors on both sides are both out of order. So where do I put the trash? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I was thinking, I was going around, I was like, I mean, I took pictures of the trash chute room, and there was already trash piled up in there because you can't put it down the chute. Where else are you going to put it? So I just started stacking up all the trash in the room. So at least it's all there in the room. So once they get it fixed, they can, dump the trash down the chute. By the time I was done, it was 5 a.m. 5 a.m. And I have to work this morning. I was thinking to myself, I gotta be out of the house by 9:30. I gotta be on the road, on my way to work in about 4 hours, and I am exhausted. And my back, oh, my shoulders, everything is just aching. And a part of me, like, there's a part of me, like, in the back of my mind, there's a part of me that's just screaming, like, just walk away, just quit, I'm like, no. I was assigned this task and I will see it through to the end and I'm gonna do a good job. And part of what the reason why it took so long was because I was writing up infractions, meaning these tickets that we put on their door, and we also uploaded onto the app with pictures showing infractions, like people leaving trash on the ground instead of in the trash bin, people not tying the bags securely, all kinds of stuff. And so, sorry, the coffee. Oh man. Oh, my whole body's aching. So I get home by 5:30 ish, around 6 a.m. Take a shower. I eat because I'm so hungry. I probably shouldn't have because I feel like I tossed and turned all night, and I was trying to avoid moving my legs in a certain way so I wouldn't get cramps. Because I could feel a cramp, just like, oh, itching, itching to just come and attack my legs. But I was like, no, just relax, just breathe. And I stretched, and I got to sleep around 6:30 a.m. It was like 6:40 a.m. I remember because I set my alarm for 8:40 a.m. so I could at least get 2 hours of sleep. So I get to sleep by six. I get in bed by 6:40. I feel like I tossed and turned, and I don't really feel like I got any sleep, like deep sleep at least. And then I hear my alarm going off. I'm like, fuck, it's time to it's time to get up and get to work. So I get up, I do the dishes, I made myself a protein shake and coffee, of course, coffee. Oh, speaking of, let me take a sip here. Oh man. Wow. And then I get dressed. Yeah, make sure my dogs are okay. But they're like so tired. Cause, and the thing is, I'm like, what are you guys so tired for? Like I was out working. You guys just stayed up. Like no, they didn't even stay up. They were just up when I got home. And they were so sleepy and tired, and Well, I did brush them both out yesterday before I went to the to go throw away trash. I groom my own dogs, and that takes a lot of work to brush my dog out, my pit mix. You wouldn't think a short-haired dog needs a lot of brushing, but he does, especially around the springtime. Oh my God, so much just nasty, dead, cotton-like fur just comes out when you brush him with like almost like a horse brush. But like those Furminators, it's like those blade brushes that catch the dead hair, the shedding hair, and you brush it out. Did that with my bigger dog, Dexter. He's a pit mix, and my little one, he's a Maltese Shih Tzu mix. Combed him out, and that took a while. And I washed him, dried him. So I was already kind of feeling a little tired when I went to go throw trash away, and then it freaking rain. It th thunderstormed on me. I mean, it was so much rain and wind and oh my God, and lightning and thunder. It's just crazy. And I was just drenched. And I was just telling myself, you know what? Let's just embrace it. You know what I'm saying? Like Seth Godin says, part of the magic of dancing in the rain is the rain. if there was no rain, it'd just be dancing. There's nothing special about it. He was saying, learn to dance in the rain, sing in the rain, you know? So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna have a good attitude about this, you know? But as the hours started to go by, and once it became like 5 a.m., I could feel myself feeling really irritated, and I could feel myself feeling like I wanted to feel upset, you know? But then I just took a deep breath and I was like, you know, someone had to come out here and work this. Someone had to go through all this. Might as well be me, you know? And yeah, I could cancel and reschedule, but my client, she was telling me that they desperately need me to come and groom their dog today because she is such a mess. So, you know, like I know I'm needed. I know that what I'm doing is necessary and helpful to others. So, yeah, I got up and I got myself dressed and ready, and I have everything ready for the trash butler job tonight because I may have to just go straight there after I'm done with this poodle. And I was telling myself, you know, I'll just sleep tonight. You know, I'll just get some good rest tonight, and because I still have to work tomorrow morning at a friend's shop. She has a dog for me to groom. You know, and it's fine, you know, and the thing is, I've gone through this kind of stuff before. When I was going through the divorce, even I couldn't sleep at night, and I would have to just, you know, get up the next day and get to work, whether I got any sleep or not. And I was able to get through it. I was able to get through so many difficult times when I was losing my business, everything. So, yeah, I think that that's why it's so important to go through difficult times and to handle it, not avoid it and not run away from it, you know? Face it and confront difficult times, the challenges, and do it with good cheer. Be of good cheer. You know, the Bible says be of good cheer, and I don't think that it was talking about in good times. I feel like that's not even worth mentioning. That would be a waste of the author's time to you know, if he meant be of good cheer during good times. Nobody needs to even say that, doesn't even need to be said. You know, of course you're going to be of good cheer in good times. I think that the author was talking about difficult times, challenging times. You know, when the Sorry, my GPS. When the going gets tough, you know, when challenges and difficulties seem insurmountable, you know, like it just seems like there's a dark cloud overhead, literally just pouring down torrential rain on top of you while you're throwing away heavy bags of trash. They're in this in a thunderstorm. And, you know, there is no option to stop. Because if I stop working, then the work will not be done. You know, who's going to carry the boats and the logs, like David Goggins says? You know, I think that as a man, I'm learning that my responsibility is to carry the heavy things, you know, carry a heavy burden so that others can live a little more comfortably, you know, like so that I can be of some use to others, you know, and be of good cheer, be have a good attitude about it, you know. Last night I really wanted to like complain, but I feel like either do it or don't do it, but don't complain, because when you complain, it you're undoing all the good that you've just done, all the hard work and all the effort that you just put in to the work that you've just done. But when you complain about it, it ruins it. It just, you know, it might as well have not done it at all if you're going to complain about it. Because, I mean, yeah, people are not going to like you if you don't do the work, but they're not going to like you even more if you do the work and complain about it and make people feel bad, you know? So I didn't complain. I did write, tonight was a nightmare. Because you know, it was like 5:15 a.m. I was like, tonight was a freaking nightmare, you know. But I put a laughing emoji on there, you know, and that's all I said. They'll see when they see the service on the app, on the trash app. They'll see all the infractions that I wrote, all the hazard pictures that I put up, you know, the chute, the trash chute being out of order on both sides, nowhere to put the trash. Oh, what a nightmare. But anyways, at least it's done, you know, and I can feel proud of myself for getting the job done, doing as good a job as I could given the circumstances. And yeah, now I'm on my way to my next job, with about 2 hours of sleep. Not even, because I ate a bunch of this kimchi jjigae, this kimchi soup, and so my stomach feels like it was a little bit on fire, and I probably shouldn't have ate that much right before going to sleep. I know that if it affects my sleeping, I can't really, you know, get a good night's sleep when I eat so much right before I go to bed. But also, I was so hungry, because I was working till 5 a.m., started at 8 p.m., and if I didn't eat, I wasn't gonna sleep because I was just so hungry. So it was just, you know, I had to do what I had to do. Oh man, but I'm gonna be of good cheer because that's what the Bible says. And I may not believe in everything in the Bible, but I do take the good advice that I find in there. And one of the things that I feel like is good advice is be of good cheer. And I think that it means be of good cheer during bad times. You know, because that shows courage. That shows strength of character. You know, that shows faith that you believe that everything's gonna work out, you know. And you're gonna do your best, and you're gonna be calm, and you're gonna be of good cheer. You know, I think that that's what that author meant when he wrote, "Be of good cheer." Yeah, and that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got. I'm trying to be positive, you know, and face the day. No matter how difficult it is, no matter how difficult the challenges are, you know. And here's the thing. I feel like as I'm growing, as I'm making more and more progress in personal development, you know, in like self growth, right? Like, I feel like I've grown so much. I don't smoke any weed. I don't vape any THC anymore. I don't, you know, drink any alcohol. I don't have any of these vices, these crutches that I've been using all my life to avoid, you know, the difficult things, like sitting down and just sitting down with my thoughts and dealing with them, you know. As I'm progressing, I feel like the challenges are getting harder, but I'm able to overcome them. I'm able to face them and conquer them because I'm getting stronger. I'm hitting the gym every single day. I'm watching my diet and what I'm eating. You know, I'm drinking a lot more water. You know, like, I feel like because I am actually progressing, making progress, in becoming a better person than I used to be, the tests and challenges are getting harder. Because what I remember hearing, I think it was Eric Thomas, one of those motivational speaker guys, he was saying, with each new level comes a new devil. And I really like that. I think that that's very true. With each new level comes a new devil, you know? And difficult times are going to come to all of us. They're there to test us, you know? And you can either go through it or you can grow through it. That's another one of the sayings that I heard. You can either go through it or you can grow through it. And I feel like the choice is a no-brainer. If it's gonna ha if we're gonna go through difficult circumstances and difficult challenges anyways, might as well grow through it and not just go through it, you know? so that we can move on to the next level. And as we level up, with each new level comes a new devil. So I hope this inspires anyone listening to this, because I feel like social media and Instagram and Facebook and all this stuff, I think that sometimes it gives us this false image, because we put up all our highlights, you know, all of our wins. We don't put up any of the losses or the failures or the difficult things that we go through, you know, almost like we're ashamed of it, you know? And I think that by sharing our struggles and how we're dealing with them, it can help. It can help others, you know, maybe just not feel so alone even, you know? So we can go through it together. We can grow through it, you know? We can overcome difficult challenges, no matter how difficult they might seem, no matter how, you know, how we can slay the giants, you know, like David, with faith, with courage, with strength of character. And that is being of good cheer during bad times. You can do it, and so can I, because I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.